News, I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth minimized the importance of a preliminary intelligence report at a Pentagon briefing. The early assessment found U.S. strikes on three Iranian nuclear facilities had damaged but not permanently destroyed them. Hegseth scolded the media for breathlessly focusing on the assessment from the Defense Intelligence Agency, even though the DIA is part of the Defense Department he himself leads. And AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports Israel and Iran seem to be honoring the ceasefire agreement.
President Trump has said that American and Iranian officials will talk next week, raising hopes for peace. Speaking to Al Jazeera, Iranian government spokesman Esmail Baghaei questioned whether the U.S. and Israel could be trusted after the recent attacks.
Because we have to make sure that whether the other parties are really serious when they're talking about diplomacy or it is, again, part of their tactics to make more problem for the region and for my country.
I'm Karen Shamas.
Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei warned against any further U.S. attacks. Khamenei spoke in a video broadcast on Iranian state television. North Korea says the country will open its biggest tourist site next week. The official Korean Central News Agency reported leader Kim Jong-un toured the site and cut the inaugural tape at a lavish ceremony on Tuesday. There is no information yet on when the country will fully reopen to foreign visitors. Vietnam has lifted the death penalty for 8 crimes. The legal reforms may spare the life of a real estate tycoon imprisoned in the country's largest financial fraud case. The first astronauts in more than 40 years from India, Poland, and Hungary have arrived at the International Space Station. The crew of 4, including retired U.S. astronaut Peggy Whitson, will spend 2 weeks performing dozens of experiments. They launched yesterday on a private flight from NASA's Kennedy Space Center. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Cooper Flagg is officially Dallas-bound after being selected number 1 overall in the NBA draft by the Mavericks.
It feels surreal. I'm just playing the moments back in my head, standing up, hearing my name.
Dylan Harper was taken 2nd overall by the Spurs. Ace Bailey was drafted 5th by the Jazz. The Suns acquired center Mark Williams and sent 2 first-round picks to the Hornets. WNBA, the Indiana Fever waived 6-time All-Star Dawana Bonner. Major League Baseball, Jacob DeGrom carried a no-hit bid into the 8th inning before giving up a leadoff hit to Colton Cowser in a 7-0 rout of the Orioles. In hockey, the Oilers traded Evander Kane to the Canucks for the 117th pick in the upcoming NHL draft, and the NHL and NHL Players Association are discussing moving to an 84-game regular season in collective bargaining talks.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.